Talking about him that day had gotten to me. I resisted sleep. I don't know that I was really afraid of nightmares. I doubt it. Nothing was that clear to me on purpose. Back to the curved railing of the dome's balcony, staring at the city, I lit a cigarette and somebody close by gasped. It was Laya, standing a few paces away in the shadows. I started to say something, but I turned around instead at the sound of a foot scraping behind me. It was Holly. He looked as surprised as Laya and I did. I wondered how long the three of us had been there without knowing about the others. I had often caught the other two like that, in the lab or the dining room, sitting and staring. Usually I just moved on. But tonight, either because of the party earlier or because of the things that had been said, if they weren't really the same, I spoke up. "Can I buy somebody a drink?" I asked. My voice seemed to boom across the dome. We all jumped a little. But then we relaxed, and Holly smiled and said he had had plenty to drink already, and Laya laughed at that, volunteering that she might never drink again, and we all laughed at that. Laya said she was hungry, however. So the three of us headed down into the dome, weaving slightly, in search of food. The surly galley tech was like every other cook since the dawn of dawning. It may have been Holly's project, but the kitchen was his. With great reluctance and muttered bitching about the hour, he managed to lay out a cold snack for three. Then he stood around waiting for us to eat it. "Out," said Holly, when he had had enough editorializing. He pointed his finger toward the door imperiously. It scared the hell out of the cook and made us all laugh at Holly's new command voice. We laughed a lot. We needed it. We needed a drink, too, and something, Syntho, was found. So we drank and picked at the food and became inevitably talkative. It was an eerie couple of hours in the half-light of that immense galley, not just because we talked, but because of what we talked about. And something else. The way we talked. We were fiercely cheerful. And oddly enough, we didn't avoid talking about it. Rather macabre black humor, as a matter of fact. About how we had each of us been drinking a hell of a lot lately, not just tonight, because even a hangover was better than some of the dreams we were having. Ha ha ha. Maybe Lewis was right after all. Ha ha. Probably have to stick to Syntho ourselves once we got the habit. Ha. Holly wondered aloud what it was that Lewis was scared to dream about, and Laya said it was fish. I agreed. "He thinks they're plotting against him." Holly laughed. "Paranoia is its own reward. Who said that?" I laughed. "Are there any fish in that river?" Laya laughed. "Over 60 species catalogued so far, but that won't do Lewis any good." Holly and I laughed. "Why not?" And Laya laughed back. "Because most of the big ones are in on it." And we laughed back at her, and the three of us laughed at the three of us laughing. Ha 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 ha.